Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and who which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 273, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. Thou, O Jehovah, shalt endure. Thy throne forever is the same, and to all generations sure shall be thy great memorial name. And what follows, Psalter 273, the first four stanzas. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the prophet Zechariah, the first chapter, the verses 1 through 11, and afterwards from the Confession of Faith, article number 19. Zechariah 1, the verses 1 through 11. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is in the month Sebat, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were their red horses, speckled and white. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Thus far the scripture reading, the Confession of Faith, article 19, the union and distinction of the two natures in the person of Christ. We believe that by this conception, the person of the Son is inseparably united and connected with the human nature, so that there are not two sons of God, nor two persons, but two natures united in one single person, yet that each nature retains its own distinct properties. As then the divine nature hath always remained uncreated, without beginning of days or end of life, filling heaven and earth, so also hath the human nature not lost its properties, but remained a creature, having beginning of days, being a finite nature, and retaining all the properties of a real body. And though he hath by his resurrection given immortality to the same, and nevertheless he hath not changed the reality of his human nature, forasmuch as our salvation and resurrection also depend on the reality of his body. But these two natures are so closely united in one person that they were not separated even by his death. Therefore, that which he, when dying, commended into the hands of his Father was a real human spirit departing from his body. But in the meantime, the divine nature always remained united with the human, even when he lay in the grave, and the Godhead did not cease to be in him, any more than it did when he was an infant, though it did not so clearly manifest itself for a while. Wherefore we confess that he is very God and very man, a very God by his power to conquer death, and very man that he might die for us according to the infirmity of his flesh. We hope to remember Jake Van Lier and family with the death of another sister, Marie Boekhout of the Netherlands, at the age of 82. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when we may come to the evening of another day, and when thou wast granted opportunity to come up to thy house, then thou grantest so many reasons to acknowledge thee. We have been carried upon the wings of mercy. Thy mercies have surely been multiplied for us and our children, that under all the different circumstances of life, wherever we were called to be, that thou wast graciously watched over each and every one of us, then we have not been removed from the face of this earth by the cold hand of death. Lord, teach us how brittle our life is. Only one step, one breath, and one heartbeat between this life and eternity. May it then be thy goodness that may bring us in a very low place. Ah, Lord, thou knowest without the work of thy Spirit, then we continue from day to day and from week to week. And to that end, we humbly beg of thee in this evening that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit, that we may be humbled under thy goodness and receive a deep, a profound impression who we are, who we remain, and what we deserve. Lord, convert what is unconverted. There are still so many among young and old that are still for their own account. And, Lord, thou knowest most perfectly how deeply we have fallen, dead in sins and trespasses, and no, were not so much impression thereof. And even with the impressions that we still receive, that we still can continue, and that we live as if we shall live here forever. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that if thou doth not show mercy, that we are lost and undone forever. And thou art righteous in all thy ways and all thy works. In our deep fallen Adam, then we have made a choice. And by our actual sins, then we each time renew that choice. And to that end, ah, Lord, thou wast given unto us and our children thy precious word. And in thy word thou hast declared a way that lost sons and daughters of Adam, that they may be returned unto thee with the glorification of all of thy attributes. And thou hast declared, promised in thy word, that thou shalt bless thy word, that it shall not return void unto thee, ah, Lord. Wilt thou then work mightily in our midst, in the hearts of our children, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones? Wilt thou spare that we build not upon false foundations? Wilt thou remember thy people? Thou knowest where they dwell. Thou knowest their address. Oh, there can be those times that it seems that thou dost not know of them. Thou also knowest how they have come up to thy house. May it please thee to grant a little instruction, a little encourage, comfort, but also correction. Wilt thou grant the strengthening of faith? Oh, the necessity, and this is life eternal, they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Lord, bless the manifold means of grace in the church, in the family circles, when daily thy word may be opened. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers to that end? Also in our Christian school, then in this day thy word has been opened. Make it a blessing for young and old. And wilt thou grant thy gracious help to all those that may labor therein. Lord, bless thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission fields, our mission field, those that translate the scriptures into foreign languages, and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Wilt thou remember all the temporal needs? Wilt thou supply our daily bread? Remember the needs in the realm of nature. Remember all the mourning ones. Also a family that in a few weeks has received the tidings that another sister has went away of all flesh. It has become eternity. Uphold that family and sanctify the callings with all those that mourn the loss of loved ones. Remember the sick and afflicted, the mother that underwent surgery in this day. It was less invasive than they had thought. But, Lord, thou knowest the grave concerns. Wilt thou grant a place at thy footstool? Wilt thou uphold? Wilt thou remember for body and for soul? Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? Thou knowest the fears, the cares that there are. May they be given to cry unto thee and experience that thou art a God that indeed hears and answers prayers, and that all the callings that thee may be sanctified, that many souls may be brought under the care and the healing of that heavenly physician, for the healing of sin-sick souls. Wilt thou remember all those with sick relatives, the different circumstances they are known unto thee? We remember all our elderly ones, those in Bethesda and those that may lovingly care for them, those that may still go in and out. They are coming closer to eternity, and, Lord, then it can also be in their old age, discouraged, and where it seems to be hopeless, and that Satan whispers that it is too late. But, Lord, may it please thee to magnify thy grace also in the lives of our elderly, that it may grant courage for us and our children. We remember the nations of the earth. We remember this nation when in 12 days elections have been scheduled, Lord. The psalmist of old has declared, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? But may it please thee that prayers may yet be sent up. That thou givest not everything over to the hardening of the heart, and for thy great judgments that shall surely come. But may it please thee to yet show a little mercy, that leaders may yet be chosen, where thy holy word has yet a place in their life and in their hearts, leaders that have learned to bow their knees in their need and cry mightily unto thee. Wilt thou also remember concerning the virus, where it continues to spread? Wilt thou remember us and our children? Wilt thou remember our province? Remember the premier and those that stand at his side, and, Lord, then surely thou hast something to say. Then the Lord is still waiting to be gracious, also concerning us and our children. Turn us, then we shall be turned, and cause thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Lord, wilt thou so remember the whole congregation? The crosses, the burdens, the handicapped, this all known unto thee, wilt thou bless the family circles? Wilt thou remember in this evening hour? Wilt thou anoint with thy Holy Spirit? Wilt thou grant some words to speak? Remember all those that may have a special part concerning the church services, our doorkeepers, those that may lead the congregational singing. Wilt thou remember concerning the sound they're recording? Lord, if it is well then we all have a part, not only in speaking and in listening, but wilt thou grant those of Aaron and her sires at the throne of grace, that have begged of thee, that in this evening hour they may receive a special blessings, Lord, on this weekday service. Will it grant that all the cares, they can be so manifold, and then in the busyness of the day, then to be privileged and allowed, that the cares may remain outside of the church doors, to give a little rest in thy house, to be given to look unto thee. Wilt thou bind the Satan, Lord? Do visit us and answer us in this evening hour. Be then a surprising God. Grant tokens that thou knowest of us. And what greater tokens could thou grant than when it would be heard that sons and daughters are born in Zion, and that thy people would receive a special blessing. Lord, remember us, so poor sinners, in the Son of thine eternal love. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 358, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. When in his might the Lord arose to set us free, and Zion was restored from her captivity, and transports then of joy and mirth, we praise the Lord of all the earth. And what follows, Psalter 358, the four stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Zechariah 1, the verses 1 through 6. And we shall read the first three verses. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, the Lord has been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Our text words speak of the prophet Zechariah. Four thoughts. In the first place, the person of the prophet. Secondly, the time of the prophet. Thirdly, the exhortation of the prophet. And fourthly, the question of the prophet. The prophet Zechariah, the person of the prophet, as we read it in verse 1. The time of the prophet also in verse 1. The exhortation of the prophet, the verses 2 through 4. And the question of the prophet, the verses 5 and 6. This first, the person of the prophet. A beloved congregation, we had thought with the help of the Lord to try to speak a few words concerning the night visions of Zechariah, which the Lord has given to his prophet to speak to a discouraged and a needy people. Are there such souls in my midst where there is room for a message of encouragement and a message of comfort? And now to rightly understand those night visions, because congregation, when we consider the messages in the scripture, then it is always important to consider the time, the context, the circumstances, and the people that the message is spoken to. And then we read in the beginning of this prophecy of Zechariah, there are perhaps sometimes not always so easy to decipher concerning all the names in the scripture, who they always refer, whether to the same person or to a different person. But then it is possible that there are 28 in the Bible that have received that name of Zechariah. And now that name of Zechariah, that has a special meaning. And I hope that there may be many a soul that may be jealous of the meaning of that name. Oh, with a sigh and with a cry, Lord, May that now be my portion. And that name means that Jehovah remembers. And that, of course, in an outward sense, providentially, that we inner children may all experience, because in this day has the Lord not graciously watched over us in a world where there are so many dangers, and then each time when we may come, we take so much for granted, or as a different people. Oh, what a blessing it is when we may become a Zechariah, even outwardly, that we may be given to see and remember that the Lord has graciously watched over us and not done with us according as we deserve, because people, if the Lord had done so in this day, then we would no longer have a place upon the earth. Thus, in that respect, Zechariah, Jehovah remembers. But now the Lord has a people upon the earth. They are given to pray it with the psalmist of Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me, Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, that they are given to see the blessing of that people that may receive that inheritance. Oh, has that become our prayer? Has that been our prayer in this evening? That you have said, oh, Lord, once more, we may come up to thy house freely, a weekday service, and may I now receive a special blessing. That the Lord may remember me in his grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, when the Lord works, then what a precious name. Then we are given to ask that we may experience. Oh, it is true. Also in special providential dealings, that is a great blessing for Zion when in the way of providence, that they may see special tokens, answers upon prayer, that Jehovah has remembered me. But for that people, it is true, when the Lord may grant those tokens, then they are given to smelt away. Then they may receive a little courage. But with those providential deliverances that Jehovah has remembered me, that does not take away their sin. And therefore the Lord has a people by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit. They become a missing people. But on account of that love shed abroad in the heart, then they are given to cry, that they may become a Zechariah to experience richly for their soul, that the Lord remembers them, and that is by his free and sovereign grace, to be instructed what they miss, what they need, but that need may also be fulfilled. Oh, for a Zechariah the prophet, then it has been experienced by grace and grace alone, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that Jehovah has remembered him. Oh, he has been in Babylon, but in that Babylon, it is not written when he was converted, but he has made that good choice. Oh, he has returned to the land of Israel. And now for Zechariah, how is it now possible that the Lord has remembered him? Was there now anything in Zechariah? No, that the child of God learns. But oh, when the child of God may be led into the mysteries, oh, it is true. In the Old Testament, it was more veiled, but also the prophet Zechariah. Then he has prophesied of that blessed Christ. Chapter 13, verse 7, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." That people learns that sword, that should have come down upon them. But now when the Lord remembers in mercy, what a love that Christ was willing to place himself under that sword. And to that end, the prophet Zechariah, then he could bring those night visions for the comfort and for the encouragement of Zion that was so distressed. Jehovah remembers, then as Zechariah, as a prophet of the Lord, then he was given to exhort that people that they may remember their God that has done nothing but good, but also that they may remember what they have done. That people has been in Babylon. The fruits of sin have been so bitter than for 70 years in Babylon. And now concerning Zechariah, the 11th in the order of the minor prophets. And then we read in the beginning of this prophecy, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. But in Ezra, then we read that he was the son of Iddo. How can that be? The general thought is that his father Berechiah has died. Thus then we see congregation, we know it. We have experienced that the Lord does not always take in the order of age. Do we remember that congregation? That the Lord does not always take in the order of age. We have experienced it. The Lord has taken away the very young, the young, middle-aged, and also the elderly ones. And then the question should be, has Jehovah now remembered us? Has he bestowed his grace? Has he begun that good work? Have we been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit? Have we learned to cry to the Lord? Oh, for a night vision. Has that happened, people? That in the night watches, boys and girls, young people, and older ones, are there times that we are given to cry? None of the family knows, but that we are given to cry because that we feel so forsaken. We have heard it in the past weeks. Isaiah 49, verse 14, Zion saith, "The Lord has forsaken and the Lord has forgotten me." We have heard it can never be, because I have engraven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me. But for that people, a people that cannot deny that they believe, that they have been remembered by the Lord. But the Lord leads his people, in his wisdom and in his love. Can that people see that? That is a different matter. But then in the night watches to cry unto the Lord. What Job has experienced in Job 35, verse 10. "But no man saith, where is God my maker, who gives solemns in the night?" Thus when we read in the book of Ezra, the son of Iddo, where it seems that the father has went the way of all flesh, then how necessary for us and our children. Psalm 90, verse 12, "Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Then Zechariah, he was a prophet as well as priest. the same as Jeremiah, Ezekiel. And what that must have been. Oh, what Zechariah has also experienced a deep ways. To be called to be a priest. And then in Babylon, no temple and no altar. What that must have been for Zechariah, for Jeremiah. Jeremiah, he is still dwelt in Jerusalem. But he was more prophet than priest. And for a Jeremiah, there has also come a time when the temple was burned, it all came to an end. And now concerning Zechariah, the thought is that he was but a young man, because in chapter 2, verse 4, it says, speak to this young man. And commentators believe that it may also refer to the prophet. And then it is evident, clear, that the prophet Zechariah, that he was born in Babylon. What that must have been for that people that was taken into captivity. But now the Lord has delivered that people. What an encouragement for the church of God. And that in such a marvelous and such a wonderful way. And to that end, our second thought, the time of the prophet, because to understand those night visions aright, then we must understand the time and the circumstances. 70 years in captivity. That does not refer to the destruction of Jerusalem, because there were three captivities. In the year 605, then the first captives were taken to Babylon. Many among the royal family, also the young Daniel and his three friends. In the year 597, the second captivity, 10,000, and Ezekiel was among them. And then in 586 BC, then Nebuchadnezzar has come with his army and conquered Jerusalem, burned the city and the temple up. And now the wonderful works of the Lord. We simply read in Ezra 1 verse 1 that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus the king. Do we not read in Proverbs 21 verse 1 that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as rivers of waters. He turneth it soever he wilt. And then the first captives, they have returned approximately in the year 538. Thus that means that 70-year captivity, that goes back to the first captivity and not to the destruction of Jerusalem. And now we read in the book of Ezra that a little less than 50,000 have returned. Many have not returned, others not permitted. Think of Daniel. Why did not more return, congregation? What do you think, boys and girls? Young people. Why did more not return back to the promised land? King Cyrus has made the decree, command to build the temple, provided everything that was necessary, oh, then we would think that people would have flocked out of Babylon. And yet we read a little less than 50,000 have returned. For many, they have found their life in Babylon. Did not think it was so bad. And not such a longing to go back to the promised land to rebuild the temple. They were quite comfortable in Babylon. How is it with us, congregation? How is it in Babylon? Can you find your life? Babylon is a type of the world. Can you find your life? Hope you may still be a separate people. Many have found their life in Babylon. The Lord has given to leaders, Zerubbabel, the prince from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua, the high priest from the tribe of Levi. They have come to the promised land, and then they read in Ezra 3 that in the seventh month, of course, they had to build houses, place to live. The seventh month was the feast of the great day of atonement, followed by the Feast of Tabernacles. Then they have first built an altar and offered sacrifices, burnt offerings unto the Lord. That is a blessing when we need an altar, when we need a sacrifice, when we are burdened with our sins. Then we read that in the second year that they have begun to build the temple. And then we read in Ezra 3 that as they were laying that foundation, that there were people that were weeping, and there were those that were singing. The young, they were given to sing. Oh, what an encouragement that was for the youth. Because they have heard from the older ones of that beautiful temple of Solomon and everything that has taken place. Then surely there were young people that have become so jealous. And they thought, have we lived in that time? Shall the Lord now ever remember us? Thus the young, they were very glad. And there were those elderly ones that have seen that beautiful temple of Solomon. And then when they saw the foundation, they realized it would not be as large and beautiful as the temple of Solomon. Does that still take place? When that foundation was laid, then we clearly read in God's word that there were people that were souls that were exercised with the service of the Lord. Oh, the young to sing and the old to weep. That also takes place in the church when the Lord works by His Holy Spirit. Then such a soul shall experience both. When the Lord now works, and to say it so, to lay a foundation, of course, the foundation is Christ. But when the Lord now begins that work, then such a soul is given to experience things they have never experienced before. The sweetness of the service of the Lord. Then they are ruined for the world. But now they shall also experience the old. When the Lord uncovers them more and more, that is already in beginning. But we have said that old people, they were given to think of Solomon's temple. And when the Lord shows by his Holy Spirit what he requires and what we have been, in paradise, such a perfect and a beautiful temple, and that we have ruined everything, then there shall be much weeping. Thus then we hear already, congregation, the need for those night visions. And now what has taken place? When they have laid the foundation of the temple, then there have come enemies. They were the Samaritans. And they have asked the Jews whether they could help to build. But they says, no, King Cyrus has commanded us to build the temple. And then that enmity has become evident. Who were the Samaritans? We read of that people in 1 Kings 17, verse 41. They were people that feared the Lord and served their graven images, their children, their children's children. And as their fathers did, so they do unto this day. In the year 721, then the king of Assyria has conquered the 10 tribes and carried most into Assyria. And then he has replaced that population with heathen people. But then we read that lions have come, they have seen it as a judgment of the Lord, and they have sent to Assyria that a few priests may return. Thus it was a mixed multitude, and now because they were not allowed to help build a temple, then that enmity became evident, and then they have sent a letter to the king. Boys and girls, when you go to bed tonight, you can read that letter in Ezra 4, beginning with the 11th verse. And then they have said of that people, not exactly told the truth, told that they were rebuilding the city. And he says, King, search it out, and you will find out that they are a rebellious people. Oh, alas, alas. The king has searched it out, and it was so. They received the command, and we read the end of Ezra 4, by power and by force, they had to stop building. Thus a foundation was laid, and it ceased. About 16 years, covered with dust. Are there a few souls that say, that is now me? If I deceive not myself, oh, then I was given to believe that the Lord has begun. And then I have wept, I have sung. That people learn what has taken place when that foundation was laid. And now it has become so still. Seems like it is all covered. Been such a long time that a stone has been added. end. Because we read in Jeremiah 45 verse 4, everything that I have built up I break down, and what I've planted I pluck up. Because that temple is a temple of grace, that it has become so still. Oh, that from that foundation, that there is no longer the cry heard, because when it is an exercise, when the Lord works by His Spirit, oh, when He begins, then what a cries arise out of the depth. Then they are given to say, O my soul, why art thou cast down, and so disquieted within me, hope thou in God? And I shall yet praise Him for the help of my countenance. Ah, when they are given to weep, because then they shall also be given to sing. Ah, then we do not hear that cry no more, Lord. In the daytime I cry unto Thee, and Thou answerest not, and in the night watches I am not silent, Lord. Why hidest Thou Thy face, Ach, Lord? Have mercy upon me, a sinner, Lord. I am such a black sinner, and with all my efforts I am a sinner still. For 16 years they have laid that foundation, and approximately the year 536, and for 16 years it lay still. What that must have been for the young, what must have that been for the old? It can be a congregation when there are evidence that the Lord is working in the heart of this one or that one. Then there is such a rejoicing. Then Zion may be so glad. But then there can come a time, because those that loved the walls of Zion well, and those that have experienced those wonderful things of the Lord, they keep a close eye on that foundation, whether it may be built, whether it may be broken down, whether they may be those further leadings, or whether that foundation may be a Zechariah that Jehovah has remembered, and that providentially and in the way of grace. And then they are so eager that there may be a growing in the knowledge and grace of the things of the Lord, that such souls, that they may be brought to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may be given to praise that free and sovereign grace. And then it can become so still. Oh, and then those ancient men, they can become so troubled. A desire that there may be built upon the work that the Lord has begun, that it can even be that they say, what is it now? Has it now been a true beginning? Or was it only of a temporal nature? When that foundation lies so still, it was not for the glory of the land. Think in a town. If a building has begun, the excavators, they pour the footing. And then we drive past, nothing takes place, the gate closed. What a questions it can arise. And now, alas, alas. The Lord always has a remnant. But what do we now read of that people, those returned captives? Then we would think that they would be very alarmed, shocked, troubled. That there would be many among young and old that we would hear weep. and cry in the night watches whether the Lord still had a night vision for those captives that have returned. Because has Cyrus not given the decree that the temple must be rebuilt? And now it has all come to an end. They have received a letter from another king. But now the Lord, in his goodness, 16 years later, has sent two prophets with a particular message. Haggai and Zechariah. And then we read, we have heard it out of the first verse. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius. Zechariah, he has begun to prophesy 2 months later than Haggai. That was in the 6 months. But we read in the reign of King Darius. That is so different what we read in the book of the Kings. Then many chapters begin in a certain year of a certain king of Judah or of Israel. But now with that captivity, read in the book of Daniel, Haggai, Zechariah, in a certain year of a heathen king. What a testimony against the children of Israel. It was all because of their sins. That in the inspired scriptures, no longer the reckoning according to the kings of the chosen people of the Lord, but it is reckoned according to heathen kings. We live in the year 2021 AD. Do you know what that means, boys and girls? Latin word, Anno Domini. The year of our Lord. Was a monk in 532 that has come to that way of reckoning the years, that it begins with the birth of Christ. B.C., before Christ, and A.D., the year of our Lord, that is after the birth of Christ. It is true. The world also has another way of saying it, the common era. But still, in the midst of all the opposition and the enmity of the world against the Lord and his Christ, then even the year that we live in, what a testimony of the Lord and of his Christ. But now the Lord in his goodness. Oh, for a temple, for a foundation that lies so still. Undoubtedly it was covered with dust. Very little to be seen. Then the Lord has sent two prophets. Oh, are there souls in my midst? And say, Ach, Lord, may thou also send such a message to me. That work, because I am so afraid. It has become so still. Ah, that foundation is no longer watered with my tears. Has become so dry. Lord, it has been so long ago that I have received the special instruction and a special leading. Ah, the Lord, he shall provide provision for that people. He shall not let them to succumb, but can be as that foundation. But now the Lord has sent two prophets. Let us first sing. Psalter 123, the stanzas 1 and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? And what follows? 123, 1 and 3. The temple is also a picture of the church. The foundation is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And in 2 Peter I read that the people of God, they are as those lively stones that are laid upon that foundation. And then concerning the congregation of Pitcher Butte, when was the last stone laid upon that foundation under the proclamation of His word, under His blessings, and under all the solemn callings that the Lord has sent in the past years, and where the Lord is still speaking unto us and our children? Have we been added a little stone upon that foundation? Should that not be the question? And when it becomes so still, should there then not be a holy concern and a crying unto the Lord, that the Lord may remember us and our dear children? But now the Lord, in His goodness, He has sent two prophets, Haggai. He has begun to prophesy in the sixth month, and Zechariah the prophet in the eighth month. And then we would think, after 16 years, there would be a very troubled people, troubled boys and girls and youth, when they have heard of the former temple that has been destroyed. Oh, what an encouragement it must have been for young and old, when they have spoken to one another, and that they said, "Have you heard that King Cyrus has made a decree that we may return to the promised land and build the temple?" We have heard of those singing youth, those weeping old men. And now we would think that people would be very troubled. But alas, 'tis implied that people have become complacent, content, comfortable, that they were not so troubled, it seems, anymore with that foundation that was covered with dust. Because in the prophet Haggai, then I read in the first chapter, when Haggai has spoken of the command to commence that rebuilding, that people says it is not the right time. And then Haggai has said, "Is it then time for you to build and live in sealed houses?" The Lord was speaking to that people, because we read that the Lord has sent a drought. We also read in Haggai 1 that they have earned wages, but it seemed that they had a bag, that money disappeared, that they could not make ends meet. Thus that people, it seemed, that they have become use. Let us say it simply, congregation, use. To that foundation, nothing taken place, covered with dirt. They have become so busy with their temporal life, make ends meet. Oh, undoubtedly they have justified themselves, because the letter of that king was still in force, that they may not continue to build, thus excuse themselves. Do we also do that, congregation? That we try to excuse ourselves, misuse the doctrines of the sovereignty and grace of God, that we say it is all of grace, I can do nothing, all what is the truth. May we all learn it by the work of the Holy Spirit, but that we misuse those doctrines and that we do not do anything where the Lord has declared that he blesses the means that he works by word and by spirit and congregation. When we reason that way, then we have to be honest. Does a farmer reason that way in the spring when it is time to plant crops? But notwithstanding that people, that they have become complacent, personally, when the Lord has even begun, then how complacent that people can be with that beginning, and where it seems to be all covered with dust. But concerning the church, Lord still has a remnant. Lord is still gathering the church. Shall continue congregation. But are we becoming so used that we hear so little? And it is true. Do not hear everything. Nevertheless, there's written in the Word of God, by their fruits ye shall know them. And times in the church, when it was not heard for a certain time that a boy or girl, a youth, an older one was converted, prayer service, examination, a crying unto the Lord. The Lord has sent these prophets to a discouraged people. The Lord would also grant those night visions to a discouraged people, that they may be encouraged. The prophet Haggai, then he has spoken wonderful words, that Haggai 2 verse 9, that the glory of the second temple would be greater than the first. Not outwardly. Why would that be, boys and girls? Because in the second temple, the Lord Jesus Christ would appear as a child, as a youth, and also in his preaching. That is also so spiritually. It is true. In paradise, the Lord has created a beautiful temple, not under the consequences of sin. And that temple has been destroyed. But now, by the free and sovereign grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, then that temple of grace shall be more glorious. Oh, it is true. Not by works, but by grace. And that shall never be destroyed. Shall be a temple that remains, because the Lord shall never forsake the work of his hands. That temple lies sure in a triune God, here in beginning, in eternity, then it shall be a perfection. And now a Haggai He has commanded, exhorted that people, this true, that letter of that king still is in force, but I have received the message from the King of Kings, and he has commanded that we must commence the rebuilding of the temple. He has promised that it shall prosper in his hand, that no enemy shall be enabled to hinder it. And then as Zechariah the prophet, 2 months later, to continue to speak to that people, to encourage them, because we can understand when that people would begin. Oh, that they have looked many a times, whether the enemy was approaching with an army, that people many times had many fears. Ah, for the true children of God, what a fears and what a troubles, what a nights there can be of darkness, of unbelief, of impossibility of the assaults of the prince of darkness. But now the Lord in his goodness, then he has also sent the prophet Zechariah 8 night visions to speak to that people, to encourage them, and to comfort them, that the Lord stands above everything. But before those night visions were given, then the prophet was given to speak a word of uncovering. Find that in the further words of our text, Lord willing, next time. Then we hope to continue with that word of uncovering. The Lord does not step over sin and over their lukewarmness and over their backsliding, because then we read in verse 2, the Lord has been sore displeased with your fathers, young and old. May we be given to lay our life beside that laying of that foundation. When there is no beginning, when we are still unconverted, then we hope to hear from those night visions. Also encouragement for the unconverted, that the king shall continue to gather a church, and for a people that is distressed and troubled, those night watches. Then there is much comfort in those visions. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of a foundation that was laid, and that has lain still for 16 years. May we be given to examine each our hearts, also as a congregation. May we be given to mightily cry unto thee, that by thy free and sovereign grace, that many lively stones may be placed upon that foundation, that thy name may be glorified, and, Lord, where thou hast begun, a deeper and further uncovering, and to grow in the knowledge and grace of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Wilt thou remember in the furtherance of this week, we remember a young couple who hope to come up to thy house for a special purpose, who hope to be united in holy matrimony. Lord, wilt thou bless and wilt thou remember them above all. And may it be by thy grace that they may also become those lively stones, laid upon that foundation, learn to weep and learn to sing. Wilt thou bless the labor of our hands? Remember the mothers in the home. Grant now traveling mercies. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 220. Let us only sing 1 and 2. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, amid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above, and what follows. 220, only 1 and 2. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.